The Man Who Loved Children by Christina Stead. Chapter 1. 1. Henny Comes Home. All the June Saturday afternoon, Sam Pollitt's children were on the lookout for him as they skated round the dirt sidewalks and seamed old asphalt of R Street and Reservoir Road that bounded the deep-grassed acres of Tahoga House, their home. They were not usually allowed to run helter-skelter about the streets, but Sam was out late with the naturalists, looking for lizards and salamanders round the Potomac Bluffs. Henrietta, their mother, was in town. Bonnie, their youthful aunt and general servant, had her afternoon off, and they were being minded by Louisa, their half-sister, 11 and a half years old, the eldest of their brood. Strict and anxious when their parents were at home, Louisa, when left in sole command, was benevolent, liking to hear their shouts from a distance while she lay on her belly, reading at the top of the orchard, or ambled wool-gathering about the house. The sun dropped between reefs of cloud into the Virginia woods. A rain frog rattled, and the air grew damp. Mother, coming home from the Wisconsin Avenue car with parcels, was seen from various corners by the perspiring young ones who rushed to meet her, churring on their skates, and who convoyed her home, doing figures round her, weaving and blowing about her, or holding to her skirt, and merry in spite of her decorous irritations. "I come home and find you tearing about the streets like mad things." They poured into the house, bringing in dirt, suppositions, questions, legends of other children, and plans for the next day, while Louis, suddenly remembering potatoes and string beans neglected, slunk in through the back door.